What was the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament? That's what we're going to be looking at today on the broadcast. We're glad that you've joined us, and we hope that you have your Bible ready. We're going to be turning to a number of passages today to get the answer to that question. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 3 because we're involved right now in a study of the book of Luke. And that's why we're going to look at this question today, because in Luke chapter 3 verse 16, here is what John the Baptist said. He said, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." There are three baptisms mentioned in that passage. There's the baptism of John the Baptist in water. There's the baptism with fire, which will occur at the judgment day, and that refers to hell fire. The third baptism is the baptism with the Holy Ghost. And what I want to do right now is to go back and read a few other passages in the Bible that I hope will shine some light on this subject. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 3 and read very quickly here in Matthew's account of this same discussion that John the Baptist is having. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, is where Matthew records John the Baptist as saying, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." That passage is not much different from what we find in Luke chapter 3, verse 16. And then in Mark's account, in Mark chapter 1, verse 8, we read these words. This again is John the Baptist speaking here. In Mark chapter 1, verse 8, he said, "I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." So there's no mention of the fire baptism in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 1. But what I want to do right now, and for the rest of the broadcast today, is to turn to the book of Acts. And in the book of Acts, we're going to find this promise of Holy Spirit baptism fulfilled. So let's begin in Acts chapter 1. This is what we looked at toward the end of the broadcast yesterday. In Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, we find Jesus gathered with the apostles that he had chosen. Now it's very important to remember that. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 1, where the Bible says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." That evidently refers back to the book of Luke. "Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem." Now, who is he talking about in verse 4 when he says that Jesus was assembled together with them and commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem? Well, that refers back to the apostles in verse 2. So look at that very carefully, and I believe it's important to let that really sink in and register with all of us, that Jesus is here with his apostles, and he is speaking specifically to them in these verses. So he told the apostles to wait at Jerusalem and to wait there for the promise of the Father. Now, what promise is he talking about? Well, he tells us as we keep reading, "This is the promise which, saith he, you have heard of me." Verse 5 tells us what that promise was. "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Now, there are several important things that really stand out about Acts chapter 1, verse 5. He says, John baptized with water, but you're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, notice what he says. He says, "You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." That tells us that the apostles had not been baptized with the Holy Ghost before this, because he says it's in the future. It's not far off, but you have not received the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit yet. Now, the apostles did have some measure of the Holy Spirit while Jesus was on the earth. You'll remember back in the limited commission, as we call it, in Matthew chapter 10, that Jesus said that they would be brought before governors and before kings. And he said, don't take thought or don't worry about what you're going to speak. Because he says in Matthew 10 verse 20, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. So did the apostles have the Holy Spirit while Jesus was on the earth, before Jesus died on the cross? Yes. That's how they worked these miracles, of course, of healing and raising the dead and casting out demons. So they had some power of the Holy Spirit before Jesus died on the cross. But they're going to get even more power. They're going to get an even greater power from the Holy Spirit not many days from the time that Jesus is talking to them. So I think it's important, first of all, to realize and to remember that although they had the Holy Spirit before, they're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from the time that Jesus is talking with them right here. Now remember, this is just before Jesus ascends up into heaven. Now I'm bringing this out, folks, simply to say this, that when you look at people who had the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, not everybody had the same power of the Holy Spirit. The apostles themselves had some degree of power from the Holy Spirit before this time, but they're going to receive even more, which shows that there were differences, there were degrees of that power. He says, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and he says, it's not going to be many days hence. That means it's not going to be many days from right now. So the time was near in their future, not many days from then, that they were going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And notice that he says in Acts chapter 1 verse 4 that this was the promise of the Father. Look in verse 4. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them, these apostles, that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So Holy Ghost baptism was a promise that God made. It's different from the baptism of the Great Commission. It's different from the baptism that we're going to see in Acts chapter 2, verse 38 in just a minute, in that the baptism of the Great Commission, when Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned, that particular baptism is a commandment of God. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit was a promise of God made to these apostles. It was a special promise. Jesus said, you're going to receive Holy Spirit baptism soon. Well, let's go now to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to see beginning in Acts chapter 2 the fulfillment of that promise. Acts 2 verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So here the Spirit is outpoured on these 12 apostles. And what did the Spirit give them the power to do? The Spirit enabled them to speak in other tongues. That means in languages that they had not studied. Now, folks, this was not some kind of gibberish. It was not some kind of so-called unknown tongue to anybody on earth. Because the Bible says in verse 6, now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. So what were these tongues that the apostles spoke with? They were languages that the people in the audience knew and could understand. Well, after Peter preaches to these people and tells them how to be saved in Acts 2 verse 38, and many of them were baptized in verse 41, the Bible says something in verse 43 that tells us about the power that had been given to these apostles. In verse 43, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. So Holy Spirit baptism gave them even more power than they had before. Now, yes, they did raise the dead before they received this power. They had cast out demons before they received this baptism of the Holy Spirit. But one thing that they did not do before the church was established and before they were baptized with the Holy Spirit was to speak in tongues. That was different. That was something that was unique, and it's beginning here in Acts chapter 2. But now I want to turn to Acts chapter 8 with you because we find something that also is very important here in Acts chapter 8 about the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 8, we find that Philip goes down to the city of Samaria and he preaches Christ to them. That's verse 5. And verse 6 tells us that Philip performed miracles in the city of Samaria. Well, there were people that were baptized in Samaria, according to verses 12 and 13. But I want you to notice what the Bible says beginning in verse 14 about the Holy Spirit. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, why would the Bible say here that the Holy Spirit had not fallen on any of these disciples, on any of these Christians? Well, the Bible tells us in Acts 2, verse 38, that when a person repents and is baptized for the remission of his sins, he receives the gift of the Holy Ghost. We refer to that sometimes as the ordinary measure of the Holy Spirit. But the Bible here in Acts chapter 8, when it says that the Holy Ghost was not fallen on them, that passage, Acts 8 verse 16, refers to the miraculous measure of the Holy Spirit. They had received the ordinary measure of the Holy Spirit, but they had not received the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that they sent two apostles, Peter and John, down to the city of Samaria. Here's why. In verse 17, the Bible says, "Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost." That is, they received miraculous gifts of the Holy Ghost. And who did that? The apostles. Now, here's what I want you to notice. Philip was able to work miracles, but Philip could not give other people that power to work miracles because he was not an apostle. The apostles had the power not simply to work miracles themselves, but they also had the power to lay hands on other Christians and give them the ability to work miracles. Now, that is what Holy Spirit baptism did for these apostles. It was a special working of the Holy Ghost in their lives. Now, what we're going to do tomorrow is to look at Acts chapter 10 and Acts chapter 11 at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the household of Cornelius. And this is a very interesting and a very much needed study that we need to engage in regarding the Holy Spirit. We hope that you can tune in at that time. And until then, have a great rest of the day.